April income tax revenues were virtually flat, according to the commission, prompting the panel to dampen revenue expectations through June by $17 million. That also led the panel to project an increase in revenues of less than $6 million a year for the next 2 years. Associate Finance Commissioner Mike Allen chairs the Revenue Forecasting Committee.
That's the first estimated payment for the 2017 tax year, the tax year that's affected by the surtax. And rather than seeing the increase in the first estimated payment that we thought we would see, it was flat compared to a year ago.
The surtax he's referring to is the additional 3% that is being levied on household incomes over $200,000 a year that was approved by voters last fall. Allen says it's important to note the commission bases its projections on current laws and economic conditions, and that the projection will be changed in response to what lawmakers include in the budget. That process is just kicking into gear, with more than three-quarters of the budget agreed to by the Appropriations Committee, but the very tough issue of school funding unresolved. Appropriations co-chair Senator Jim Hamper, a Republican from Oxford, says with limited revenues, lawmakers won't be able to get everything they want.
That will certainly curtail negotiations, you know, because honestly there's one side that's expecting to spend much more than the other side.
He says Republicans will seek to hold spending to levels included in the governor's proposed budget. Co-chair Drew Gottin, the Democratic representative from Westbrook, says he expects his party to defend its spending priorities.
But in the context of, a multi-billion dollar budget, I don't think it's really going to change our position at all.
The committee chairs say they want work on the budget completed this month. A budget must be in place by the end of June, and both expect that Governor LePage will veto whatever compromise is sent to him. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.